Here is Al-Qadam Quarter, south of Damascus. Press TV team accompanied Syrian government forces to the heart of the area, reaching the front lines, separating them from foreign-backed insurgents. The scene is full of destruction, as the rubble covers every inch because of heavy fighting. From barricades on rooftops, there is no room for a blink of an eye for Syrian soldiers.
We are on the front line. The area in front of us is the industrial zone Al-Essali and Bo Said, where militants are gathering. Al-Qadam is strategic because it separates the southeastern countryside of Damascus with the southwestern one, so it cuts the links between insurgents there.
We toured the block with the Syrian army. It's a war zone, with sniper guns on ground or rooftops. Some huge tunnels were dug by militants. Those are the tools found inside. Foreign-backed militants dug this tunnel starting from the industrial zone in Al-Qadam close to Al-Malik Mosque in order to reach the Syrian armed forces inside the area. However, the Syrian army units found this tunnel and destroyed it. More than 80% of Al-Qadam is currently under the Syrian army's control. Syrian army commanders said the majority of militants are non-Syrian extremists affiliated to Qaeda-linked groups.
We are in Al-Qadam area. More than 80% of the area is controlled by us. Several days ago, we heard sounds from underground. We started digging a tunnel opposite to where militants are digging. The majority are Qaeda-linked, but we will eliminate them all.
Bordering Al-Qadam from the east is Asali neighborhood, which is overstuffed with various groups of militants. The army currently repels them from Daraa Highway. A security belt was also established to prevent militants in Sbeine from the south and Hajar al-Aswad and Yarmouk refugee camp from the east from entering Damascus. Al-Qadam is an area where civilians have mostly fled after foreign-backed insurgents positioned themselves therein months ago. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Al-Qadam, Damascus.